We have interrupted your program to bring you some special bulletins. A couple of them. Well, one at least. And it's, well, special. 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 Just like that, I'm broadcasting from the streets, of course, coming out of the methadone clinic. You know, I don't know how many of my listeners have been through this, but the methadone clinic opens up at 5:30 in the morning and closes at 11. And if that ain't bad enough, on Saturday, they open at 6 a.m. and close at 8 a.m. I guess they figure junkies love to wake up early. Anyway, it's 28 degrees. It's freezing out here. I've got about 8,000 layers of clothes on. And I'm pissed. Because somebody dropped the ball. And, of course, it's always somebody dropping the ball and me paying for it. Now, I don't like to play the victim card, because it's bullshit. But in this case, I'm really pissed. You know, I called for a cab, and the guy picks me up and says, where to? So I tell him, thinking he'll put it in a GPS, or maybe, here's a concept that'll blow your mind. Maybe he knows the area. No, I gotta tell him where to go, and he's from who fucking knows where, and he doesn't understand the difference between right and left. I'm telling him, get in the right lane, get in the right lane, get in the right lane, and he keeps stopping in the middle of the boulevard. Fucking moron. So, and you know what? It sucks because it's a good cab company. I don't do the Uber thing. I think it's lame. I think it's just a millennial sack of ball juice from some dirty old fucking wino's balls. And whatever the other one is, Lyft, I think that's the same fucking thing. Another way for lazy-ass college students to do fucking nothing. Anyway, there I said it. Fuck you, Uber and your app. And fuck you, Lyft and your app. I'm old school. I'll take a fucking cab. Anyway, Eagle Cab is a good cab company, and they have great rates. But every once in a while, you get a driver that doesn't know his ass from fucking snow. Speaking of which, snow. The word that got me off my rant. I was thinking, if it fucking drops anything out of the sky, it's going to turn to snow. Because it is cold. 28 degrees here in Salt Lake City in the beautiful township of Mill Creek. And God damn, that chick's hot. Holy shit. Hey, how about a ride? Good God, look at the ass on that. Man, there's some gorgeous women in this area. I should ask her for a ride, for real. Nope, here comes my bus. All right, so let's get it on with some music. We played some great stuff to open the set. Let's do the same. Just like that, I'm indoors. Imagine that. Man, it's fucking cold out there. What's up, everybody out there in Anchor FM, or if you're listening to this on the Apple Music app or whatever app you're listening to, Spotify, do you know that if you're a Anchor member, I think even an Apple member, or Spotify member, you get to hear the song in its entirety? Now, I know, sometimes you don't want to hear the whole song in its entirety, but if you have the app, you can hit the button and it will just go to 30 seconds. But you're missing out on some great music because I play the best shit there is. Everybody tells it. Everybody knows it. Started off that set with the B-52s in Rome because why? There's no such thing as a bad B-52 song. And XTC, dear God. XTC is one of my all-time favorite feeling bands. Like, when I'm having a feeling, XTC can peg it every time. So, listen to XTC and take some ecstasy. Ah, need a drink, New American Mob. I know that guy. What a clown. 16, The Stitches. Go OC Punk Rock. Hellbound, Moto Christ, and Bad Obsession, GNR. What a fucking killer set, huh? Wow. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better than that. Maybe it did. Maybe switch it over, switch your dial over, and maybe there's something better on the other side. I doubt it, though, because that's just the way it is. So I got something really trippy that I want to talk about this morning, because while sitting on the shitter yesterday, I have a book in my bathroom. It's called Very Special People. And it's got basically all the freaks of the 17th, 18th, 19th century. And yes, I did call them freaks because, dude, if you got a little person growing out of your breastbone, you're a fucking freak. There's nothing wrong with it. It's pretty rad. So, but there was two sets of Siamese twins that really took my interest, and the Hilton sisters were one of them. The Hilton sisters were joined at the bottom of their spine, and they're actually very attractive. How hot would that be to have a set of Siamese twins that are hot, that are joined at the spine? Like, my, you know, I'm going to get graphic here because it's what I do, because I don't have a filter. But I've always had this fantasy of being able to fuck the pussy and eat the pussy at the same time. With these chicks, I think it's possible. Now, it wouldn't be the same pussy, but it'd come from the same body. And that fulfills the fantasy. Too bad they died in, 1905 or something. Anyway, they were once popular vaudeville performers. The Hilton sisters were joined at the base of their spine. And look these girls up. I mean, they're so adorable and they're extremely talented. They played music and they danced and played the harp and the saxophone. I mean, it's just amazing. And the other ones were Millie and Christine. Now, Millie and Christine are black, and I guess that's PC enough, right? Black, I didn't say colored, I didn't say Negro, I didn't say Nigerian, or any of the upsetting terms. I straight up said black, because I did. And but these ladies are amazing. Again, very gorgeous women, gorgeous women. They were born into slavery, and later in their life, they ended up making $600 a week in the, you know, in the 30s and the 40s, $600 a week would be like making $2,500 a week, maybe more like $5,000 a week nowadays. And they were so talented, and their voices were just unbelievable. And the guy who had them in slavery, he couldn't hold them. He thought it was a shame to waste talent like that. The world should see it. And so he let them free. See, there are some good people in the world. I don't care what anybody says. Some people are just downright good. And then there's people that are downright bad. And then there's people that are just downright stupid, like my cab driver this morning. I will tell you, don't become a cab driver if you don't know the area. Don't be a pain in somebody's ass. Because some people, I'm a morning person. I'm in a good mood generally in the morning. Don't be the kind of person that can even upset me. That is bad. If you can upset me in the morning, you're trying to do it. And, you know, I just don't think that you should, I don't know. Anyway, I want to get to some emails later. I want to get to some news and weather and sports. But right now, I want to take this show on the road and rock out with the cock out on Anchor FM, the Miserable Morning Show with Gibby. Just a jeepster for your love and a couple of other things too. All right, that was another great. Oh my god, I'm yawning. How unprofessional, how unradio personality like. Fuck it, that's why it's fucking me. That's why it's me. Back to talking about my great fucking set I just played. Because there's some cool stuff in here that some of you don't know. And then there's some stuff that everybody knows that's great too. But started that off with Skate Away. Dwayne Peterson Hunts. That was off the Wayward Bantams album. That was, we toured Europe. That was the first Hunts tour. It was the Wayward Bantams album. And then the Electric Gypsy LA Guns. Because Tracy Guns is fucking so amazing. And my buddy, my pal, and my ex-bandmate, Ace Ron Johnson, is playing with LA Guns now. So fucking killing it. Love it. Fucking love seeing people go forward. And Bark at the Moon Aussie, because Jakey Lee, he was my favorite Aussie guitarist. And then, oh my god, this, I'm gonna cry. I started crying when the song started playing. Betty Blowtorch. Fucking Bianca, man. I miss that chick so much. I miss that band so much, but I get to see my friend Sharon, and, you know, just, we lose people. And, I know, Rosie, thank you. You always know when I'm getting bummed out, don't you, huh, girl? Some people get taken way too early, and you know, when it's somebody that gives so much, I take it real hard. And Bianca just, she gave so much to rock and roll, and so taken so quickly and so tragically. So I had to play two of those, Strung Out and Love and Hate. And then Snakebite, because in a little town called Encinitas in San Diego County, there was a band that was like the big fish in the little pond, the hometown heroes, Snakebite. Wally Passett, what a great singer, and what a cool band. Used to go to all the parties they would play at, and just a cool band. And then, and that was She's a Witch. I was surprised to find it. And then T-Rex, none other than T-Rex with Jeepster. So, hey, Rosie just came over here and rolled over on her back and looked at me like, rub my belly, would you please? Oh, Rody. Rody, Pody, poo, poo, poo. I got good cats. Now she's biting me. Hey, wanna be on the radio? Huh? Meow. Anyway, well, it's time for some weather. Now, I looked at the weather, and it looks like Salt Lake City is going to be very cold this week. And that's all I'm going to say, because it looks almost identical. You know, highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s, some clouds, maybe a chance of snow later on in the week. That would be nice, as my ass is getting up on the mountain this year a whole bunch. And so that's it for that. That's the weather. Short, huh? See? My meteorologist skills have paid off again. Thank God for the telephone school of meteorology, because I was able to get my certificate as a meteorologist by answering three. I thought they were easy questions, but to some people, maybe they are hard. And one of them was, what do they call it when water falls from the sky? Rain? Yep, you got it. I missed the one on snow. Hey, don't do that. Crazy cat. I missed the one on snow because it was so obvious, I thought maybe it meant sleet. So, yeah, there was that. And, but, you know, being a meteorologist is something that you can do without going to college. Yeah, so I got some, you know, I was going to go into the news, and you know how all the news, the whole news is the fires, the Woolery fire, and you know, Malibu's burning, and movie stars and rock stars are losing their houses, and it's a sad fucking thing. And you know, like, there's nothing, that's not news to me, that's just somebody's fucking tragic bummer, and I don't want to hear about it, and I don't want to talk about it. So, have you ever taken the time to look closely at your asshole? Well, Tucks medicated pads can make it to where you're not going to spend so much time in the mirror, bent over in weird yoga positions, trying to figure out what's the matter with your asshole. Waha! My name is James Jimmy, and I'm telling you, Tucks medicated pads are the way to go if you got problems with your asshole. Now, I don't care if you got a big old, like a baby's fist growing out of it, or a pimple, or an ingrown butt hair, Tucks can fix it. Well, there you have it. James Jimmy, what is that guy? Some kind of a soapbox derby racer? That's what he is, soapbox derby racer. James Jimmy and Tucks medicated pads. Hey, well, we got some more rock and roll to play and sports coming up. And I think we might even have some astrology if we're lucky. Let's see what's out there in the world of rock and roll, baby. Well, you know what that song means. It's time for sports. Today, we are going to cover quite a few things in football. I'll cover basketball tomorrow. But right now, football's little. We got tomorrow night, Thursday night football. Green Bay and Seattle Seahawks are going to go at it head-to-head. I'm going to take Seattle there. And then Sunday, God, there's some good games Sunday. Look at this. Houston against Washington, Cincinnati against Baltimore. Gosh, I mean, look at this, man. The Titans and the Colts. Dallas and Atlanta. Tampa Bay and fucking New York. Broncos and LA Chargers. I gotta get used to saying LA Chargers. I lived in San Diego for quite a while, and I grew up in Los Angeles, and I moved to San Diego, and it was like this, the Rams and the Chargers. And then everybody's bounced around, and now look where everybody is. And Raiders go up against Arizona, and the Eagles against the Saints. So Sunday's going to be a football day. And the Jazz beat the Grizzlies 96-88 in some basketball for you Salt Lakers. It's pretty good. Some cool stuff going on in sports. And, you know, I'm not like a huge sports buff, but I love the Broncos. And I want to see what the hell they do up against the Los Angeles Chargers. So we're going to see what happens there. And, man, we had a great long block of music there leading into sports. So you heard it. You heard it all. I think, you know, I'm enjoying doing the show by myself, but I was really enjoying it with some co-hosts. Might have to shop and find somebody new. I don't know. It's just, what are you going to do? You know, you get somebody hot on something and then they bail out. And because everybody's got life going on, and not everybody's like me where they just want to go at things that are like, you know, people look at me like, God, he's a dreamer. Look at him, you know. But that's the way I play, man. I like things that are a challenge. I like things that you have to be good at it to make a living at it. You can't just be so-so. You got to be good at it. And so I'm passionate about radio. Always have been. And I'm passionate about people. I love people, and it costs me a lot. But what are you going to do, right? You can, at the end of the day, you just you scratch your watch and wind your ass and hope that you wake up with the time change. So what are we going to do about that? And the answer to that, Rhodey and Bo, is I do not know. Don't ask me. I don't. Well, and that's it. That's a wrap. I want to tell you that you people are such great listeners. And I really want to hear from all of you. Come on, send me some email. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of me. Tell me to fuck off and die. Tell me you love me. Let's do it. Let's make friends. Let's have fun. Because, hey, life's short. And remember, if you subscribe to the app, you can hear the songs in their entirety. And it makes the show so much better. Trust me. I'm giving you pearls here. I'm giving you some good fucking music. So enjoy it. And if nobody told you they love you today, it's because, hey, it's early and you're a dick. So see ya.